You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Actress Nilaja Sun has returned to the Berklee Repertory Theater with the West Coast debut of her one-woman show, Pike Street. Theater fans may remember her 2008 sold-out run of No Child. In Pike Street, she takes us back to 2012 during Hurricane Sandy. The storm was one of the costliest in U.S. history, causing $70 billion in damages across 24 states on the East Coast. Nilaja invites audiences into the living room of a Puerto Rican family preparing for Sandy in New York City's Lower East Side while facing the storms in their own personal lives. From a war veteran battling PTSD to a bedridden child with a brain disease, Nilaja transforms into all of them. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with the Obie Award-winning actress backstage at the Berklee Rep.
Pike Street is the borderline between Chinatown and the Lower East Side. And so so we have so much going on in the Lower East Side, so many languages, so much food. And at the same time, we're all okay with one another.
And did you grow up on Pike Street?
I grew up on a street called Montgomery Street, which is about four blocks away from Pike Street. So I grew up super close to Chinatown, two blocks away from the East River. If it gets to be too bad, the East River can flood that part of the area, and that's what happened during Hurricane Sandy. More than anything, it wasn't just the flooding, it was the fact that many of the residents there didn't have running water and electricity for many weeks, and so it was one of those neighborhoods that was completely forgotten. I wanted to write a play so that if and when that ever happened, we would remember to help the elderly, help the people who are disabled, some elderly in the Lower East Side are living on a 20th floor. And what are they going to do if another big hurricane comes around?
Were you in New York when Hurricane Sandy hit?
I was in New Jersey, so my folks live in Jersey now. It was just a mess because we have our Atlantic Ocean and we had a lot of floods. So I was in my folks just making sure that my parents' basement didn't flood, and so I would help my pop out with anything he needed. I'm an only child, so
me too.
Yay! So if there are any natural disasters, I'm up in my parents making sure everyone is okay, because you know I the older I get, the more I'm looking out.
Tell us about the Vega family.
Yeah, so the Vega family are Puerto Rican. They live in the Lower East Side, and this is the kind of play you got to be open in order to, you know, just go on this ride with me. And Berklee, y'all are okay to go on a ride, and I love that.
And it is a ride, and like I said, you just have so many people, and so many people that often don't have a voice. You gave a voice to someone who's almost, you know, she's debilitated. She can't talk. She can't use the bathroom on her own. She's bedridden, Candy. Mm-hmm. What inspired that character?
When I was growing up, my grandmother lived with us, and she was actually Doña Lola Vasquez Vega, who finds her way in Pike Street, and she was in a wheelchair. She was the strongest woman I know. However, when folks who didn't know her saw her, I could see that they kind of treated her like she was feeble, and it was at a very young age that I realized that you can have a very strong spirit and yet at the same time people perceive you as being weak or vulnerable. And so one of the reasons why I wanted to show Candy and demonstrate who Candy is that she, like my grandmother, was so strong before the brain aneurysm, is so strong still now. And what happens when this hurricane happens and there is this kind of wanting to protect her when we can't necessarily protect ourselves. So that's why she finds her way in Pike Street.
Yeah, because she brings balance and calm to people, even though she can't speak.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Evelyn, her mother, is all about vibrations because she is really interested in this new age, kind of African, very esoteric spirituality. So everyone who comes into Candy's energy with any kind of negativity, Evelyn really quickly wants to squash any kind of negativity. And but we find out that there's only so much she can protect from Gandhi, you know.
What about Manny? Mm. I had a lot of sympathy for Manny.
Yeah. So Manny is a decorated Navy SEAL. He is someone who, when he walks out into the street, kids know him because he is known in the Lower East Side for being a hero. And but at the same time, he was shot in the head in Afghanistan. So he's trying his best to be, in a way, like the man of the house, but he's still dealing with, in a sense, mental illness, depending on what environmental triggers are happening at the time. And so you can imagine if there's a hurricane in this loud city, there are things that sound similar to war.
And his storm, too, is regret, too, as well.
Absolutely, regret and loss of love.
And then there's Poppy, who is a character. He's a character. That's a character.
Yeah, he is, absolutely. You know, the VA, you know, that's where a lot of the veterans go to shoot the stuff and just gossip. And, you know, so he's one of those guys who's just being the absolute most, you know, and doing his rumba and his salsa, and he drinks a little bit, you know, a little bit too much and smokes a little. Well, it's legal here in California. He'd be happy here. But he loves to live.
Yes, and he's sexually active and very proud of it.
Yes, exactly. He is a true Puerto Rican man.
He's a senior, you know.
He's a senior. It doesn't end. It does not end. Absolutely. And why should it?
So you said you wrote this play. So many characters, so many, from the family to the homie down the street. You know, you have the ancestors.
Muhammad at the corner store.
Yeah. The ancestors, yes, are in the, I mean, you're playing all these people. What was the writing process for you like?
I tell my students, especially those who are very physical, that the writing process actually happens on the train, in the shower, walking down the street, rather than just sitting and writing. Because if you really want to embody these characters, they have to initially be embodied in your body first.
I mean, you had a conversation with the son and the daughter and the father and an ancestor. I mean, and it's just boom, 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 boom. I mean, and I'm seeing these characters. Like, I don't even see you on the stage. I have this image of how these people look. And the fact that you were able to talk so quickly and keep up with that pace and that beat that we have sometimes as we communicate as people of color was amazing.
They have to be people that I really deeply love, really deeply am very passionate about, because if the play is a success, like my last play, No Child, I performed that play over 1,000 times. So I better love this play. I better love these people. I better be so in love with them. I am 100% in my characters at all times.
That was Nilaja Sun speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. Nilaja's one-woman show, Pike Street, is running now at the Berkeley Rep through Sunday. Find information at klw.org.